Blog Talk Radio.
Boy. Morning, fellas. Good morning. Good morning. How everybody doing today? Anybody out there? Well, y'all, good morning. Thank God for waking us to allow us to be on here to even listen. I don't know what's going on this morning. Hold on just a second there. Bro, Randy, how you doing this morning?
Top of the morning, my brother. Top of the morning. How y'all feeling this morning? Everybody going
I'm
this morning?
Real
how you
good,
doing?
Man. I'm doing real
man,
good,
you know,
Randy.
You know my motto, man. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, brother Nutty. Oh,
yes,
magnify
sir.
The Lord with me. Let us praise His holy name.
Hey, brother. I got a question. Do you want to be touched by the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Do you
want somebody
to touch?
Not just
touch.
You want to keep it hand on you.
My. Hey, brother, I'm just glad to be alive for such a time like this.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
I always say days can't be borrowed. No can hours be bought.
All right.
You can't go to the grocery store and buy you a bag of minutes or a bag of days. Oh, it's a blessing simply from the Lord that we gather here today, another day. To worship Him, to lift His name up, to serve Him.
That's
oh, we made it.
It
another day, Brother Eric. I'm just happy this morning.
That's
I'm
it.
Just I'm just real excited and grateful this morning that we made it. We made it.
That's
another
it.
Day.
That's
my. You know what, Brother Eric? I've been into something this morning. Because, you know, it's a daily struggle. Not a struggle,
okay.
But it's a daily, you know, push to get
okay.
up on a day-to-day
Uh-oh.
Basis and serve God, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
My. I'm here to tell you, my brother, it's something always coming to try to intervene from
Come on.
The gathering. Of God's people.
Oh, man.
Of something always coming in the pathway to try to knock you off course.
Come on now.
Of doing God's will.
You sure? You saying something now? Come on.
My.
You saying something now?
The Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. The Word of God, my brother. Something is always trying to intervene, but when you stand firm, when you stand firm and stay on what you know is your daily bread. Job said the Word of God is more nutritive to him than his daily bread, brother Ed.
All right.
My. He said it's more important, it's more beneficial, it's more important to him than his daily bread. It's more important to him than any food he can
eat. That's it.
My goodness.
My God.
I want to talk about accepting the Word of God this morning, Brother Eric, if I can, for a few minutes.
All right.
Accepting the Word of God.
Well, you on something now. Watch it now.
Accepting the Word of God.
Uh-huh.
My. Accepting the Word. Because, you know, I just noticed how you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, even, you know, as we get up every day, it's a struggle to get to the word. But once we eat the first word, Brother Ed, like Popeye taking this spinach. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's like Popeye eating this spinach, Brother Ed.
Watch it.
My goodness. It's like Popeye and Sailor Man eating his spinach. And you just, as soon as you get that first word, and you just get excited. It's something about that word. You just get aroused up. You just get in a different mind state when you read the word of God. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I do, Brother Ed. Oh, when I read the word of God, I get it do something to me. Jeremiah says, like fire shot up in my bones.
That's it.
It's like fire shot up in my bones.
That's it.
I want to talk a little bit about accepting the word of God today. My God. Accepting the word of God. My. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning, Lord. Thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy, Lord. So I'm asking and I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to strengthen this line right here. Just touch us in the mighty way, Lord. Not our will, but your will be done. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now, Lord. So the word of God can go forth boldly right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to accept your word today. We don't want your word to fall on deaf ears today. We want to accept it and do what it say do. So I thank you for the gathering. I thank you for the fellowship, Lord. I thank you for every man and woman on the sound of my voice. Oh, I pray that they renew their minds, their spirits right now, Lord, that they have an acceptable spirit of your word right now, Lord.
Yellow.
Grow more and more every day in your word, Lord. Because we are our believers. We are your people. We are worshipers, Lord. So we just want to do what your word say do.
Yes, Lord.
Let the meditation of my mind and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, just have your way right now. Touch us in a mighty way. Let the word of God flow off our tongues like the rivers of living water right now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
My brother. I want to talk a little bit about accepting the word of God this morning. I'm gonna hit a few places. But my main scripture today is gonna be 1 Thessalonians.
Okay.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I'm gonna start at 13. But I'm going to go there in 1 second. I want to talk a little bit about Paul's ministry this morning to the Thessalonians. I want to talk a little bit about Paul's ministry this morning to the Thessalonians. But I want to touch up on this word, the word of God. I want to touch up on this word, what it say about the word of God. I'm going to stop over in Job 12. Let me stop over in Job.
You said you're in Thessalonians, then you go to Job?
Nah, Thessalonians is where I'm going. I'm going to end off with, finish up in Thessalonians, but I want to just make a, you know, go take the scenic route over there, Brother Eric.
Okay.
I want to take the scenic route for 1 second if I can. Trying to find where I had it. Listen what Job was saying, Brother Ed. It says in Job 23:12, he says, I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread.
Okay.
I want to talk about how important it is to gather like we gather every day, and talk about and espouse and read and study the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Job said the Word of God is more important than his daily bread, than his daily meal, Brother Ed.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Have you ever been fasting, my brother?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, fasting, I know I have. It just calling on the name of Jesus, reading the Word of God. And you might not eat for days. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law said when she didn't eat nothing for 40 days.
She did nothing
but drink water, Brother Ed. But when every time she felt a little hungry, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, she picked up the Word and she ate the Word of God. And the hunger went away. My goodness. He said, the Word of God is more beneficial to him than any meal he can get throughout the course of a day.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Yeah, go over to Psalms 19 and 72 right here. I just want to see how important this word is for us to
get the word.
Okay. And I'm gonna start at 72, verse.
Okay.
Okay. Verse 72, and listen what it reads like right here, my brother. It says, the law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold, my brother. The Word of God is more precious than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. I'm just trying to give you an outlook of how important the Word of God is, brother. I'm just trying to get it. Said the songwriter said, Brother Ed, the law from your mouth, he talking to the Lord, is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold, my brother.
Oh yes.
That's how much that didn't get you a sight. Go over stay in the same book, Psalms, and go over to 103, Brother Ed. 103.
Psalm 119:103.
Okay, 119:103,
my brother. 119:103.
Gotcha,
man.
Listen what it read like, my brother. Listen what it read like. It says, how sweet are your words
to my
taste.
Sweeter
than honey to my mouth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet are your words?
How sweet.
And sweeter than honey to my mouth. Help me, Holy Spirit. My. That wasn't enough for you right there, Brother Ed. You know our motto, Scripture. What we like over in Hebrews. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hebrews 4.
I'm bruising. You're bruising now. Come on. You're bruising. Come on.
Oh, Hebrews 4. You know, we stand on this, my brother. I know I stand on it. I know you stand on it because you go there a whole lot sometimes.
Yeah.
Hebrews.
Yeah.
Hebrews 4:12.
Uh-oh, 12. 4:12.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hard, yeah.
Oh, that's enough. For the Word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit. joints and marrows. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Nothing is, in all creation is hidden from God's sight. It says the word of God, Brother Ed. It's alive and alive. It's sharper.
Yeah.
It's sharper than any double-edged sword.
Yes.
My.
Yes.
This is how important the word of God is.
Yes.
It says the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates, Brother Eric, even the dividing soul and spirit. It's how important it is to get the word of God every day, to read the word, to expound on the word, to learn the word, to do what the word say do. My. It's like a double-edged sword, Brother Ed.
Yes, Jesus.
It penetrates even the dividing soul.
That's it.
My goodness.
Are you on something?
My God. I'm here to tell you, my brother, the word of God. The word of God is alive and active. God. Look, that ain't enough for you. I'm going to give you some more. This word. To get the word of God every day. Go over to John 15.
John 15.
Listen to what it read like.
Yeah.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. So that it will be even more fruitful. Listen to what I read. Like it's written in red, Brother Ed. John says, you are already clean because of the word. Listen to what I read like, bro. I get excited when I read it. I don't know if it's just me, Brother Ed, but I get excited when I read the word of God. It says you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you.
That's it.
It's telling you to stay connected, Brother Ed, right here to the vine. To the creator, to the vine. It's telling you to stay in tune, to stay connected. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, he said, and I also will remain in you. Oh, he told us something after that, though. He said, no branch can bear fruit by itself. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine, Brother Ed. Oh, we want to stay in the vine. We want to stay connected. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We want to stay in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me, he said. My goodness. He said, I am the vine and you are the branch. If you remain in me and in you, you will bear much fruit. Oh, see,
praise
somebody
God.
Can somebody tell me the word of God can be fruitful, Brother Ed. It can be fruitful when you activate it in your everyday life.
Yes,
it
yes,
can
Lord.
Be fruitful when you go to the word when you don't know where else to go to, Brother Ed. I was reading in the study Bible somewhere along the way. It said, I forgot what scripture. I got to go back and look at it. It's written down
on
my notes. It says, when you're not sure what's the next step you should take, it says, turn to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not also turn to it, read the word of God, Brother Ed. In whatever situation you're in, do what the word says do. It says, it says, turn to the word. That's the only sure step you can take, my brother.
The only sure
step. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In any situation you in, that's the only sure step you can take. What the word of God says. It says, turn to the word. That's the only sure step you can take and do what the word tells you to do, my brother.
That's it, man. That's it.
It says this is the only sure step you can take, my brother. That's some insurance right there, brother Ed.
That's it.
Because sometimes we in some bold and downright situations, my brother, to where we don't know. Sometimes we in between a rock and a hard place. Oh, we bagged in the corner, brother Ed. We don't know in our tone of mind what we shall do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh,
but the word, it says, turn to the word of God. Because that's the only sure step you could take.
That's the only.
My.
That's
it ain't say turn to Brother Ed. It ain't say call Brother Nutty. It ain't say call downtown or the government. It says turn to the word of God.
This
is how important the word of God is. Turn to the word of God and do what it says do, because that's the only sure, positive step you can take.
The word.
Yeah. My goodness.
I love
my that. Goodness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like over in Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremiah.
Oh, I like this too. I remember the Lord was telling me this all night, one night, Brother Ed, night long. He just was coming to me all night and said, he said what Jeremiah said. He said over in Jeremiah 15, chapter 15 and verse 16. Listen to what he said. Listen to what the Lord was speaking to me all night, one night, Brother Ed. He said, He said, when your word came, I ate them. When your word came, I ate them. And I had to get up early that morning, you recall, Brother Eric, and I had to talk to you about that. I had to talk to you about that because it came to me clearly. It said, when your words came, I ate them. And I had to understand what he was telling me to do. He was telling me to continue to eat the word of God every day.
Lord. Every day.
My God. He said, when your word came, I ate them.
Ate them.
They were my joy and my heart's delight. My God. For I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. See, if you, I'm going to go back to John for a minute. If you connected to the vine, Brother Ed.
Yeah, the true vine.
The Holy Spirit. Oh, the true vine. And you you really involved and entangled in the word of God. And you and you activating that word in your everyday life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh,
and you doing what the words say do, brother. If you turn into the word when you in a tight spot. And sometimes, sometimes we all get in tight spots, Brother Ed. But if you turn into the word and you believe in the word and you connect it to the vine and you stay in connection and you eating the word of God every day, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You own to something, my brother. It says, when your word came, I ate them. My goodness. My God. I just want to talk a little bit about Paul's ministry over in Thessalonians, because it gave us a little bit more about what it is to be in the Word, Brother Eric, right here. Thessalonians. And I'm done after this, my brother. I'm done. I'm out the way. This has been something that's been on me. Because I continuously ask God to give me the strength and the will.
Help me, Holy
to
Spirit.
Get up and eat His word every day, Brother Eric.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
To get up and want to have the honey taste in my mouth.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
And want to eat His word on a day-to-day basis, Brother. Because sometimes, you know, the adversary, the enemy, come in and want to try to distract you, my brother, or throw you off, or make your case nasty to you. Oh, it can come in the form of a person.
Come on, man. A situation.
But right here, Paul told me something, Brother Eric, when I read about Paul's ministry.
Yes, sir.
He told us something right here, brother.
Come on, man.
Listen to what Paul told us about this day-to-day struggle, this day-to-day struggle. Listen to what Paul told us in 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. I'm starting at verse 1, my brother.
Well, I'm starting at verse one, my brother.
Because this is Paul told us something about this. We want to stay connected to the vine, brother. Watch this.
We want to stay connected to the vine.
We want to believe in the word of God. We want to do what the word says do. But it's going to be some things that's going to come in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to try to disconnect you, to try to pull you off course, to try to throw you off, Brother Eric. My goodness.
Yes, Jesus.
My God. But Paul told us something right here. Paul told us about these things right here, Brother Ed. Listen to what it reads like. I'm going to give you this one for free, brother. It says, you know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without result. Oh, help me, hold on. It says, we had previously suffered and been treated outrageously. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
God.
Listen to what he said, Brother Ed.
Take your time.
And you know, but we, with the help of our God, we dare to tell you His gospel in the face of strong opposition. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Ed, did you hear what Paul is saying right here, my brother?
Yeah, he's saying something, brother.
He said, we previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. But we, with the help, it said, but with the help of our God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, we dared to tell you His gospel in the face of strong opposition. Listen to what it read like, my brother. Paul telling us something right here. Oh, Paul telling us something. I asked the Lord to give it to me. I said, give it to me, Lord, right now, and what it is. Why is it such a day-to-day struggle, Brother Eric? I told
Come
him,
on,
give
man.
It to me, because I want to eat your word every day. I want to serve you with all gladness every day. Oh,
yep.
Lord, but there's some things that come in my path. There's some things that try to deteriorate me and turn me off from it.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
I'm putting a Band-Aid on my forehead now, Brother Ed. I'm putting peroxide on the open wound right here. Listen what it says. It says, because we dare to tell you His gospel in the face of strong opposition. Oh, I'm here to tell you, Brother Ed, everybody ain't going to like you, my brother. Oh, everybody ain't going to talk good about you. Oh, it says in the word of God, they will hate you because you love me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They say that the man of God will be attacked, Brother Eric. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Goodness. Listen to what it says.
Yep.
For
yep.
the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, on the contrary, we speak as those approved by God. to be entrusted with the gospel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to Paul telling them, brother. It says, we are not trying to please people but God. We are not trying to please people but God. It says, who tests our heart, brother? Who tests our heart? You know we never use flirtery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up our greed. It says, God is our witness, brother Eric. My goodness. He said, God is our witness. It says, we were not looking for praise from people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else. Even though, as apostles of Christ, we could have inserted our authority. Oh, my goodness. It said, instead, we were like children amongst you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her child, so we cared for you. It says, because, my God, it says, because we love you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. My goodness. It says, surely you remember, brothers and sisters, on troll, our troll and hardship, we work night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone.
Wow.
While we preach the gospel of God to you. My goodness. Listen to what it says, Brother Eric. It says, you are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were amongst you who believed.
Mm-hmm.
For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father dealt with his own child, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God.
Mm-hmm.
Who calls you into the kingdom and glory. Listen to what it means. Like, I'm right here where I was going, though, brother. I gave you all that for free, but here go the meat right here. Here go the meat right here. And we also thank God continuously because when you receive the word of God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, oh, help me, Lord, but as it actually is, the word of God. Which is indeed at work in you who believe. Oh, help me. Listen to what it, Brother Eric. I can't make this up, man.
You better start over there.
I can't make this
You're
up.
You're making it up.
Listen to what Paul is telling us. It says, as we also thank God continuously, because when you receive the word of God, oh, we receive that word, Brother Eric. Which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, my goodness, which is indeed at work in you who believe. My.
Well, you own something, bro. You own something there. Watch
my
it,
goodness. For you, brothers and sisters, become administrators of God's churches in Judah, which are in Christ Jesus. Listen to what it reads like, brother. You suffered from your own people the same things those churches suffered from the Jews. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You suffered from your own people, my brother. Same thing in churches suffered from the Jews. Who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophet and also drove us out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They displeased God and hostile to everyone in their effort to keep us from speaking. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To the Gentiles. Brother Eric, I can't make this up. In their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles, so that they may be saved, Brother Eric. In this way, they always help heat up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last.
At last.
My. And that's all I got, my brother. May God be in blessing of his word.
Thank him for the Holy Spirit, man. That was all right.
Yes,
there.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank him for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So you telling me the accept the word of God. That's what you trying to tell me?
Accept the word of God, my brother.
It says you
accept it. You stay connected to the vine.
Stay connected to the vine.
You eat the word of God. You eat the word of God daily. It tastes like sweet honey.
Sweet honey, brother Ed.
Daily. But then Paul told us it's going to be some things that's going to come in your path. Oh, help me. It's going to be some things that's going to come in your path. It's going to be some people that's going to. Your own people that's going
to
attack you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, it's in the book.
My God. As you do this, as we do this every day, Brother Eric, you are who you always say. Keep us in prayer, my brother.
Keep us lifted up in prayer.
I lift my pastors. I lift all the pastors and the men of God up in prayer on a day-to-day basis. Oh, because when you eating the word of God every day and you connected to the vine, it tells us in the word that it's going to be some things that's going to come up against you, my brother.
My God.
It's going to be some adversaries and some enemies that's going to try to deteriorate the man of God off eating the word of God on a day-to-day basis.
Now, Brother Randy, when I hear you say that now, you know, I'm just a little country boy, but when I hear you say that, you know, sometimes it's more the fight is inside the church than outside the church, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is, my brother.
You know,
God.
It ain't also on outside, it's on the inside, fighting on the inside. And God, he didn't set the kingdom building up for that. He said the kingdom to draw all men unto him. You know, that's what he said. He draw all men unto him. So if he's going to draw all men unto him, and that's one man in man. And I thought in my little short time, Brother Randy, man, I seen more fights in the church than outside the church, man.
My God.
You know, them, both to know the word, and they fighting by, you just told me, man, by eat the word, right? About digest this word. It said you told me it's sweet to me. So if it's sweet to me, I should be sweet to them. I should be sweet to them. I should have some kind words, man.
Oh my
God! It was a woman had got delivered from a lot of spirits.
Oh yeah.
And the Pharisees looked at that and seen that and said she was a sinner, man. You know, she's a rotten. Well, how are you going to let this woman touch you, Brother Randy?
My goodness.
You know, look at this, Brother Randy.
Well, was that the church? That was the church saying that?
Yeah, that was the church.
Yeah.
You know, my God. Look at Jesus. He gave us a good parable. And then I know me and you, and anybody on the phone that listens to us right now can attest to this. Man, if God had brought you out of some things, how far are you going with that deliverance? How far do you all get going with that deliverance? You know, when you've been delivered, God, it's hard to hold your peace, boy. Boy, you've been delivered from God. You hear somebody say, man, I hear Sister Sam had a blessing, her daughter got this, and here you were, thank you, Jesus. You know, you're not hating on nobody because they got blessed, man. I hear them kind of, they got, God blessed them to see the scriptures a little better. Thank you, Jesus. Because when I've been reading accept God's word, we had to deny ourselves, man, and pick up that word. You know what I'm talking about? And when you pick it up, you can't just say, well, today I ain't going to do it. Hey, brother, when you stepped to the panel and said that I want to be used by you, Lord, Use me,
yeah.
Oh Lord. And you got to say,
yeah.
Well, you stepped out there real strong when you said, Lord, use me, Lord.
Yeah.
When you say
yeah.
this, don't you know you're going to be fucked? You know, hold on, brother, man. I'm going to be truthful. When we come on today, right, it wasn't that many
yeah.
people came on. So that, right? Let me give you this.
Yeah.
The truth. But, boy, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I've learned in this thing of walking with the kingdom. He said, if my name be lifted
up
on earth,
yeah.
He said, earth.
Yeah.
That's what the book said. He said, I will draw
yeah.
all up to me. So I really believe that whoever listened to you right now, brother, that word was, because what we need is the word. We don't need nobody criticizing
yeah.
us and everything. We need some
yeah.
help. That you know, we wake up and sometimes we go to sleep so toe up from the blow up, man. And we wake up with
yeah.
so much problems, man, on every hand. And I learned something, Brother Randy. I just said, can I
yeah.
get up in the morning? I know the people, I'm just going to say it like that, but I'm kind of partial to it. I know the people that are speaking about God. I know they're going to be talking about God. I need to go in there and tap into that and see what they got to say this morning. But you took it to
my
the scripture, man. You know what I'm talking about? Take it to the scripture.
Yeah.
You didn't use your word. You used the word of God. Mm.
Yes, Lord.
You know,
yeah.
You had bound on it, but when the truth be told, you use the word of God. Who draws you?
Oh, yeah.
The word of God. Yeah, you can become
yeah,
charismatic
Lord.
All you want to. They can teach you all they want to in them schools. Boy, it's going to take the Holy Ghost to convict somebody. Well, I've known right about it.
Oh, my.
It's going to take the anointing of God to move in someone's life and say, Lord, today I want to come to you. You know what I'm talking about? When
my
you get a
God. God.
Man, you empty yourself to God. You pull yourself out to God. One thing about it, if you think you're hiding something for God, I might as well tell you can't. You're not hiding nothing for God. Can I say it again?
God
sees everything. That's why he told you.
Everything.
That's why he told you to accept the word this way. That's why you eat the word like you do, my brother. That's why you come out and speak boldly with the word of God. You know why? Because it started with you first, because you messed around with the Hebrews. You messed around with the Hebrews. You should have did that. You should have did that.
It's like a double-edged sword.
You should have
penetrated. Penetrate, brother.
It didn't say no doctor. It didn't say no lawyer. It didn't say no preacher. He said it cuts you like a two-edged sword.
My goodness.
Don't mess around and go to Proverbs 27:17. Don't do that. Please don't.
Oh, come on.
Go on
over there then.
Please don't go over there. Please don't go
over there.
Please don't go to Proverbs 27. Don't do that, brother, man. Please don't go over there.
27 and what? I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go on over there.
It's 17. Don't do it, man. Please don't go over there, man.
My God.
Proverbs. 27:17. What did it read, brother, man? How you read, brother?
Proverbs 27:17. Listen what it reads like.
Yes, sir.
It reads, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another.
What you talking about?
So one person sharpens another. You mean to tell me, brother, you mean to tell me that I am my brother's keeper? I can lift my brother up, and my brother can lift me up. Oh, help me,
yes,
hold
sir.
Me up.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
I hear
yes,
Brother
sir.
D say, give them the flowers while they're here. Oh,
well,
yeah,
yeah, Hey, Brother Randy. When he talking about the urn, sharpen urn, look, somebody told me one day, you keep picking that urn, and you keep rubbing that urn together, it'll dull that urn. See, let's look at this in the
yeah.
spirit. Oh, help me,
yeah.
Let's look at the spirits of
yeah.
that. See, a smith, and, you know, when the smith, and he takes that steel, and he heated it up, right, and he trying to
yeah.
sharpen it to its sharpened point. But see, what the word of God does, he pierces our heart. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He just don't want it to be on the outside. Because you went to Hebrews 4:12. I did. That's what you went to, and it starts with the heart, man. So what I do, and what you're doing, anybody else is trying to spread God's gospel. What it does, as you teaching somebody, you teaching yourself, man. It calls you to be humble while you teaching. Anytime somebody teaches with a heart and feel it like it's all about the person they talking to and not them, man, the message just stayed in the room because people want to hear love.
Yes.
You know, the Bible said Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah said this, man. Jeremiah, God was talking to Jeremiah, and God told Jeremiah, I will give you pastors of my heart. See, when you got a God, you look at the people like God will look at you. You know what? Because we're not finished, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're not finished. If you think you're finished, you keep on walking this walk. You keep on talking this walk. You're going to find out a way. You're going to say, I got to go to Brother Randy. I got to go sis. I got somebody to pray for me. You know why? Because we all need prayer, man. We need prayer more and more and more. It takes a lot to wake up in the morning to do this 5 days a week. I'm not going to tell you no lie. It takes a lot. But I know one thing about it. Hey, Brother Randy, I'm gonna throw my book up in there and catch this. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God?
He gives you the willpower and the strength to do whatever it is that he needs. That's why I always come to him. You know, I say, Lord, whatever it is that you want me to do, that you want to use me for, I'm here for you to use me. Whatever it is.
Hey, brother, man, when you say that, you know, when you say that, can I be transparent right here? Because it's just me and you and a couple of people listening right now. Can I be transparent right
here? Yeah.
There's some times that I have got on, man. I'm telling you, sure my name is here. Got on this line and didn't want to get on because I was tired, Brother Randy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But when you ate that word.
Boy,
it's like
you start getting that word. Man, like I ate some spinach, man.
Yeah.
What you talking about, man?
It
seems like somebody opened up a turn, Brother Mike. Brother Mike, it seems like somebody opened something up, Brother Mike, and said, where did I get this strength from, man? So somebody said, it's stuff on this side. The old song right there, something on his side, working on our side.
And brother,
his brother changing my life. Come on, dude.
Like the old Rance Allen come up to our church, man. You know, he come up here all the time, and they pull his chair out on the stage, and he started singing and getting in the gospel, and he stand up, and, you know, he really can't move and walk, but once he start getting in the gospel and singing and getting in the word of God, he started moving a little better than that. Then he started running back and forth up the stage. That's wild. That old, you know, the word it gives you. I hear it all the time when people say they you know, once they get in the church house and once they get the word of God, all the pain go away.
All go away. Hey, brother, I'm gonna tell you one more time, man. I went to church, man. You hear me, man? The physical church. And be tired, man. And get in that church, man. And that atmosphere change everything. I can't be like everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes I just be not need to move, man. And I said, I'm going to just go anyway. You know what I'm talking about? Because I understand I got to teach or preach. You know what I'm talking about? And I still go. But there's some kind of way you get in his presence. You start listening to that worshiping. You start hearing the praise of the saints. And then you don't mess around. You say, Lord, remove this spirit out of me. Allow me to stand before thee, Lord. And then you know what you do when I see that, brother? Sometimes God wants us to get on our knees. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes God wants us to put our face at his altar. You know what I'm talking about? Lay flat down on his altar with your face down and your hands lifted up, Lord. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Sometimes he just wants us to get more humble, man, when we come to the throne of grace. Hey, I don't know who told somebody God needs you. Hey, he can use a jackass.
My God.
I
man.
I read that in his book one time. God needs me. One man was so bold, he said, I'm the last one left. he was so bold. He said, I'm the last one left. I ain't no more like me no more, God. I'm the last one. He told his mom, I got 7,000 people like that. I got to get that noise out.
That's me, brother. Yeah, that's me. I'm like this old dude. It's kind of loud. I'm trying to keep stay on mute and then come back off. You know?
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Let's do this here. If anybody have anything to say, anybody want to, you know, shine in on the lesson, you know, you miss some scripture, we can give it to you. Thank God for the man of God, how he spoke the word with fervent of the Holy Spirit, you know, that power that came through about the word. You know, if you just want prayer, you know, it's a good time to get on right now. Wave your hand. You can do it. You can hit the one button. You know, those the one button over. You can speak at this time, too, if you want to.
God
being blessed with
his word.
Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And you know, nobody's going to say that we can ease on. Hey, well, brother, man, look at this here, though, brother, man. Thank you, brother, for the word, man. Thank you for how God giving you strength, man. I do know it takes a lot to do this every day.
It's just the Lord using me. Brother, I just want to continue to do the kingdom, you know, do work for him. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Glory to
God.
I thank God for
you being humble. Yeah. I thank God for you being humble enough to let him use you, you know. Let him use you in his service.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and not just you, you've been an example. You know, to how we need to be doing it, man. Eating his word, you know. Keep eating the word of God, man. Just keep eating it, man.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go look, Father, man. We're gonna go out and pray out and then we're gonna play a song.
Yes.
We're gonna lift him up, brother, man. We're gonna lift up right quick. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come from grace, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for this service today, Lord. We come thanking you, our brother, for bringing the message, Lord, for by accepting the word of the God. So, Lord, we just ask you to give him strength, Lord. Lord, strengthen his whole household, Lord. Bless his household that whoever come in and go out, that it be first with your fruit of knowledge and wisdom, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit touch that household, Lord, that it be prosperous in the name of Jesus. Not just in money, Lord, but in your spirit, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless everyone on this line right now, Lord. Lord, that maybe that might need a healing, Lord. Maybe it might need something to be set free from, Lord. Lord, this might just need a little touch from you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to be with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, we don't understand everything, Lord. Sometimes our kids, our wives, our husbands, our job. Sometimes we just don't understand, Lord. But, Lord, whatever we're going through, Lord, give us an understanding that wherever we're going through, you give us strength, Lord, to carry it through, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you for this show. We thank you for every show that come and lift up your name, Lord. Not even this hour, but anybody that's lifting up the kingdom right now, Lord. So, Lord, we're at a time that trials is on every hand, Lord. But we find out, Lord, we're better than blessed, Lord, because we put it in your hand, Lord. So bless us today, Lord, if we go in this day, Lord. Give us strength, Lord. Even if we want to call ourselves doing something wrong, Lord, let it be known to our heart that you are listening and you see all things, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. As we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. My brother, amen.
Oh, my strength and health. Thank you, Lord. Many times I've had to learn my lesson. For I did not appreciate my blessing. Complained that I had no shoes, but then I saw a man who had no feet to use, and I'm blessed, better than blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got no mind to complain at any time, for God has mixed my clouds with his bright sunshine. Oh, this is a rough and rocky road. Above me, and I've got his son, Jesus Christ, walking beside me.